Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Nashawn and I'm here with
Luxon.
And today we have a hypothetical episode. Now Luxon, imagine humans go extinct or are close to becoming extinct. Who's the next animal that takes over?
I'm going to have to go with gorillas or chimpanzees or monkeys or in that family. Just the monkey family. Go with monkeys.
Why?
Because I feel like we're already decently closely related to monkeys. And I feel like monkeys have a similar structure to us, and they'd be able to, if given time, evolve to something similar to humans and kind of like take over when we be gone and kind of like evolve, in a word I'd say, to humans. And they have hands like us, feet like us. They could stand up to some degree like us. And I feel like they're the most closely or the most compatible to us to take over in our next step.
I heard that orangutans are in the Stone Age right now. Like they're like using tools to hunt, like just hunt small things. Like
you
I think,
see, like they could dead take over. They could be like our children.
Our children?
Yeah, like they could be the next legacy. They could carry on a lineage, like the human era going on to the monkey era.
I'm not gonna lie though. With chimps, though, like, I seen Planet of the Apes, and I've heard of chimps in real life. Yo, chimps are crazy violent. I think they would have to get over that. Like, people talk about how humans are violent, but, like there was this lady, this chimpanzee researcher named, like, Jane Goodall, and she witnessed a huge genocide with chimps, and it was so bad. It was, like, one troop against the other. It was so bad that it completely changed her mind on them.
Like shit, I mean, if chimps are violent, then that means they could be here to stay and they'd be able to defend their claim to the planet and they'd be able to precede us longer or take over after us longer and they'd be able to conquest more, they'd be able to defend themselves more, they wouldn't be victim to attacks and they wouldn't really have a pacifistic way to look at things. Like, they'd be able to conquest, claim like us humans have done, and just overall have that warrior spirit in them.
Do you think chimps would be able to usurp the throne from humans if humans were going extinct, or would they only be able to do it once they went extinct?
Only once they went extinct, because humans right now and all the modern technology we have, like, we literally have the homies in cages. Like, we're like the masters in the situation, and they're encaged, they're trapped, imprisoned. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Like, honestly, yeah. Like,
only after the extinction of humans would the apes be able to rise above us.
No. Imagine if apes just found out technology and then they started utilizing it. Like, imagine they just started doing it, like, right now or something like that.
That would be a scary thing. If they had, like, a grasp on technology like we do, I feel like they'd dominate us and have, like, the knowledge that we have on technology and just have our ability to just think and just to process things. That would be very scary. I feel like they would definitely win in that fight.
You know, another animal that is really intelligent, dolphins.
Yeah.
They're crazy intelligent. Like, dolphins are also, like, they're kind of dicks. Like, they'll bully other animals for fun.
Dude.
Like, they'll beat up animals just because they feel like it. And then, like, I remember this fact that dolphins chew pufferfish to get high.
Damn, you're really on this dolphins are dicks thing, huh?
Yes.
You really have a prejudice against dolphins. It's crazy.
All I'm saying is that if dolphins had fingers or spent more time on land, then they would, I feel like they would rival apes. Like, they just need a couple million years to get back on land and get some fingers and opposable thumbs and shit.
And even now, they use like a higher percentage of their brain and they use more brain power compared to humans, so they definitely are smarter. So another thing with that gorilla situation, you know what Chief Keef said, right?
What?
He said, "I got gorillas in the fucking coop." You know, Bro, imagine if, like, gorillas were actually in the coop in that situation. There's some burly, big body gorillas pull up in the coop. Bro, imagine if gorillas, they had, like, straps, right? And they use weapons like humans and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had, like, accurate aim, like, human-like aim.
Ah, that would be
the
crazy.
The fear, bro. The fear.
Now, luckily, gorillas, from what I hear, are actually pretty peaceful. They're not like chimps. Now, but imagine if gorillas benched. Like, I've always heard of that. Like, imagine if gorillas, like, got access to a gym. They had a gym membership. Yeah. Just started lifting like hell.
Gorilla gym, bro. Bro, they be benching cars. Benching structures. Not even weight. Structures, bro. Benching structures. Nah, that would be crazy. But listen. Imagine this, right? Imagine it's the dark of night. Pitch black. Like Gotham. No. Gotham levels of darkness. And imagine you just walking home, right? You're trying to get to your spot, to your house. And imagine a gorilla pulls up on you. His burly self, fully grown, strapped in hand, and he knows how to use it. He got it on him. What are you doing in that situation?
Shit, I'm getting my key, getting in the house.
Nah, bro. You're not at the house yet. You're walking to the house.
Oh, walking?
Yeah, you probably got a couple minutes away. And he's there, just waiting for you.
I don't know. I guess call the police or some shit. I don't know.
What are the police gonna do, bro? Against a fully grown strap in hand. And he can use it. He's like that. Damn, bro. I'd be scared. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Yeah. Bro, have you seen those videos of where gorillas be throwing poop at people, bro?
Yeah, that's like a monkey thing. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
Do you see the deadly accuracy they have? Like, they,
yeah, I've seen
bro,
them.
if the gate or the fence was in there, they dead be hitting the people. They be beaming them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, they got aim when it comes to their own feces. Like, yeah. It's crazy that monkeys do that, because it's like, it's just crazy, but damn, like, yeah, what do they even do it for?
I don't know, just for shits and giggles. I don't have their mind. I don't know what their thought process is behind that, but yeah, that is scary. But dude, imagine that. Imagine the shit were replaced with bullets. Bullets?
They throw bullets at people.
Nah. I'm talking, bro.
Yeah,
talking
and I know what you're talking about.
Bro. Also, another thing. What if he takes some dookie from his behind, right? He puts it in his hand, right?
Yeah.
He cocks his hand back, and he booms you with the shit smeared hand, bro. Just straight cold cocks you. What is you doing, bro?
What can I do? What, I'm gonna go up and challenge him and shit like that?
Shit, I mean, I don't know. I'd probably try to find a weapon.
Throw
something at him. Yeah, at that point, I'm gonna have to square up with him.
You gotta do the same to him. You gotta return the favor.
What? So you going?
No, sir.
You go squat down. Take some this poop, take some dookie, put it in your hand, and just bah!
Nah, I'm already covered in shit. I can't deal with that.
Nah.
It's like, bro, I'm dealing with gorilla shit. I don't need no bullshit.
Nah, but the get back would be crazy, though.
Bro, I guarantee you someone would do that, though.
Someone you know?
No, someone would do that.
Also, shit, I don't know what humans you know or who humans you thinking of, but I would not know anyone who would.
Florida man.
Boldly do that.
Florida Ooh. Man. Florida man. Yeah. I said it like 5 times, yeah.
Alright.
Look, they do all the craziest shit down there, but we ain't talking about Florida man. We talking about some gorillas.
Yeah. Gorillas in the coop.
Yeah, I saw this video. It was an orangutan, and this dude was like teasing it and like giving him some shit. And then the orangutan just takes his hand out and pulls him to the cage.
Yeah, bro.
Pulls him by the shirt.
People can't be playing with gorillas and apes like that, bro. Because, listen, this is why they could succeed us. Because they do shit like that.
Well, they're powerful. Like,
yeah, man.
A chimp, like, Have you seen those, like, those pictures of the hairless chimps and shit like that?
Those are disgusting, but...
Can look like bald, middle-aged men, but shit, they look jacked as all hell.
Yeah, they look jacked.
Like, this is the type... This dude would steal your girl in an instant. You can't do nothing about it.
For real, bro. Imagine if gorillas was pulling game, bro. Imagine a hairless gorilla just took your lady. I'd be tight, bro. Imagine just a Aki... A Aki-shaved ball sack took your lady, bro. The embarrassment.
Nah, like, and they also got the fangs, too. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I get that humans, like, evolved to be smart and shit like that. But I think everything else, like, the other apes just drew, like, the longer sticks and shit like that. Yeah. Everything else. Yeah, like, human, in terms of physical advantages, faster... They have nasty jaws, more muscular, and they can, like, rip shit apart.
True. They're faster, stronger than us, smarter.
Nah.
You ever seen lab rats before, that lab rat?
Yeah, okay. I've seen it.
Side note. Okay. But, yeah, what was I about to say? Yeah, humans, we are smarter, but sometimes we are not smarter. I know some...
Oh, there's some dumbass people.
Yeah, I know some dummies, some goofies. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Shit, we beat nature. Like, well, not all of nature, but we beat the survival of the fittest type shit. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why we're in the state we are now. Well, I'm not saying, like, you know what I mean. That's why we got some dumbass mofos out here.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. We run it. We on top. Popping our shit. You know what I'm saying? But to get off topic a little bit, just another little thing for you. Do you think there's life outside the planet? You think there's aliens?
Okay, so we going from apes to aliens.
Yeah, we're getting out the planet real quick. We going extraterrestrial right now.
Yeah, I think there is. Like, I'm not sure how complex it is, but yeah, simple life like bacteria and shit like that most likely, I'm certain, exists on other planets with, like, similarly hospitable conditions. As long as there's water... And, like, oxygen, I think, like, that's, like, the criteria that's mostly needed to support life. You think so?
I do believe so. I think it's going to take us a little while to find it, but I feel like we will find it eventually one day.
I don't, like, I'm pretty sure that there's probably not, like, going to be anything that's, like, hyper-intelligent. Like, anything like us.
Yeah, so no, like, no movie aliens, like, super intellectual type aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No ETs and all that.
Yeah, none of that.
But speaking of which, going back to related to my first question, do you think aliens would be able to take over humans? Like imagine we have, like, an intelligent alien that came, like down.
The stereotypical alien?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
What do you think would happen if aliens, let's say we do have an intelligent species of alien... Like, I won't say they're smarter than us, but they're about maybe around the same intelligence. They come over to Earth. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think it will be a good thing or a bad thing? Like, as in, do you think the aliens will be friendly with us, or you think they'll just kill us all?
I feel like if they're of similar intelligence to us, then... I feel like they would befriend us, because we would share resources, and we just... combine together collectively and then make each other better and then benefit off each other and just have allies. That'd be nice. But I do think that's why. It may not be the most realistic because some aliens might be on a war path or might be trying to kill people just to kill because there's some violent people out there. But I do think there could be a time we could come together as allies.
All I'm saying is that they might be our intelligence, like, of our intelligence level, but they have superior technology if they're the ones who found us first. Like, imagine. Like, think about that. If they have the superior technology to meet us first.
But what if they found us with the same technology that we have?
Then why wouldn't we have discovered them first? Was it just a matter of the fact that they just happened to get it done first, or?
What if they just got here by rocket? Or by like how we get around in space.
Was it intentional? Like, I'm assuming maybe if it was accidental, then sure, I guess. But I don't know. I just shit, I'm just a little bit on edge. I would be on edge, though. I wouldn't just say they're all just inherently bad. Like, you know all that shit. But
yeah, but honestly, just like the unknowingness of the universe and like the stars and all that, it's a pretty interesting thing. I'm not gonna lie. I like looking at the stars. The stars are a beautiful thing to see at night. And just when you really think of stuff like to scale, like we're really like small, we're really like minuscule.
Yeah, we're like microscopic. Like yeah. We're a microscopic speck in a whole, like.
Yeah, when you see stuff from like a different perspective and like a different galaxy, different universe, it's like, it's really like eye opening. Like, wow, we're really this, like, you know?
Yeah, it's like the possibilities are endless. Think about it. There's just multiple galaxies. Like, we're in one, and even in the Milky Way, we still look like a tiny speck. Like, I've seen those pictures of Mars, like, when it's on Mars and the rover's taking a picture of Earth from that perspective. It throws me off. It just doesn't feel right. It's like we're all on this little speck from the perspective of an entirely different planet.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes I just be thinking to myself randomly, like, how did we, like, really get here? How are we really, like, the planet that's doing this? How are we able to have all this, like, technology around us and all these inventions and have, like, this humans around us? What if we were, like, the only humans, like, ever, and this was just it, this was just us? Like, what would happen after we were gone?
Shit. I'm just curious as to how humans got so smart. It's like, I get there was going to be an animal that was going to be the smartest, but how do we get to a point where we're so, like, we literally have technology on our side. And it's like, even with people that don't have access to technology or have historically never really had technology, it's like they'll quickly learn and they'll quickly utilize it too. But you can't really do that with, like, just about any other animal. But to answer your question, I would say that, well, for starters, I would say, like, some animals, there'll be, like, a huge loss, like, maybe, like, domestic animals, but I would say a lot of animals kind of already hate us as a whole, or the species hates us because we fucked them over. Mm-hmm. Like, with polar bears, for example, like, with climate change and all that, now, with many animals, they'd probably be, like, rejoicing. Like, they wouldn't know, but, like, their populations would probably be thriving. I remember hearing, like, during COVID, like, when everyone was staying inside, like, just about every animal came back and just returned to, like, areas where they just didn't exist before. Well, not didn't exist. Where they were eradicated before, or they just left. Like, you hear dolphins returning to Italy, or monkeys, like, in the streets of Thailand and stuff like that. I made a poem about that, too.
Yeah. Humans, like, fuck with a lot of the animal species, and humans are kind of dicks. I'm not gonna lie. We kind of just take animals, use them for their resources, all for the betterment of the society. And it sucks, because the animals, they get the end of the stick, the butt end of the stick, and they kind of get fucked over, you know?
Yeah, so I think if humans were to go extinct, like, many animals would be, like, chilling. Except for the ones that we fucked over too much to the point of no return. Like, there's some animals that are so bad off that they need humans to help them survive.
Yeah, like elephants.
But because of humans, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. But also, humans also help with, like, the overpopulation issue. So, if one animal were to get too overpopulated and it kept on attacking another species and it took the species down to the point of damn near being, like, endangered or extinct, then humans could also help in that sense, because we could help with the culling of the overpopulation and just help balance the number of animals in that species.
Valid, but a lot of those species are invasive species, and they were brought over there because of people. Mm-hmm. So it's like solving an issue that we caused. But I'm not going to go ahead and say that, like, nature always has a balance. There's sometimes where it's like there is a problem and it just happened to be that way, and humans could really help. So I won't discount that. I was just saying that, like, a lot of times where it's like an overpopulation of animals, a lot of times it's because humans instigated a certain event, like bringing like rabbits over to Australia where they destroy crops, or like how getting rid of wolves in Yellowstone made like elk populations explode and they were overgrazing and stuff like that.
Was Thanos right? Was he right with the killing or culling half of the population?
No, because it's just half of the, it's like, it's just a given half of the population. You never know what that means. You could leave the most evil motherfuckers out there, but then get rid of some of the, like, the best or most innocent people. It's just too much of a luck of the draw.
But if you could choose in this scenario, like, hypothetically, if you could choose the half you get rid of, would he be right?
I don't know enough people that I would willingly get rid of, because most people, I would say over half of the population is innocent. I will say that. Or at least not like that bad of people.
Okay.
You disagree?
I don't feel like over half the population is innocent. I feel like we have definitely a lot more killers and murderers that we're letting on that are just not as known, but I feel like they're there.
There would be, like, there's, like, a certain, okay, so maybe, like, I don't know if, like, that was just such an overarching statement from my part, but it's, like, I don't know enough. Like, there's, like, a small percentage of people that I would say I would get rid of, but.
But I'll just say this, that we don't really know what's going on in everyone's, like, in every country. We don't really know their situation, and we don't really know what they got going on. And how they handle things, because, you know, in, what was it, South Korea?
What?
South Korea, that we didn't really know much about, and, like, their practices or what they were, like, doing over there, and, like, how they were treating the people and stuff, and how they wanted to escape to North Korea and stuff.
Pretty sure it's the opposite. North Korea is the dictatorship.
Opposite. Sorry, guys, the opposite. But this is my point, you know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like, like, there are a lot of places that, like, are bad, but it's, like, sometimes, it's, like, I'll take back what I said about half of the world population being innocent. I would say half of the population, well, over, definitely most people in this world, which is definitely over half, I would say are not worth getting rid of, from my perspective. I don't see, from what I've seen, from my limited perspective, it's, like, I don't know. It's just not enough to warrant just getting rid of them. So he wasn't right for that, but that doesn't mean he didn't have any points.
Oh, I just thought of something. So a little while back, I was watching the Marvel show Moon Knight when it was popular. It was a really good show. If you guys haven't checked it out, I think you should definitely check it out and watch it. Very good watch. Very good watch. But in the show, there was a villain. Her name was Amit, and what she was basically doing was she was judging people, and she had this, like, scale kind of, I guess, and she would judge people to see if they were either going to turn out as a good person or a bad person. And if they were marked as a bad person, then she would kill them before they had a chance to turn into a bad person. So do you think she was right or she was wrong in what she was doing? This is a bit of a moral question.
Is it the fact that they were going to be, like, murderers or something, or serial killers?
Yeah, like, she apparently judged them and could see inside them and see the darkness inside them to see that they were going to turn into eventually, like, a murderer or killer or do bad.
Was there a case where she let someone go and then they proved, like, her point right? Was there a
No, she killed them every time. Never let them go.
Was there no possibility that they could have received help? Because right now, it's kind of like, that's kind of fucked.
Listen, her rationale was they were going to be bad either way, so she was just going to kill them before they ended up bad.
Wait a second. Let me think about this. So basically, she thought that the best way to prevent a person from killing someone, like an innocent person, is to kill an innocent person, because technically they haven't done anything yet.
To kill an innocent person until they've turned bad, correct?
Not really. Like,
yeah, I completely disagree with that because I feel like people have the potential to change and their decisions and their choices past that point of her judgment could change the outcome of that.
It's too indefinite. It's like I don't know what is gonna happen, so I don't agree with it. It's like if she killed them after, actually, if she killed them after they killed someone, I would still disagree.
Yeah, there's room to grow, you know?
It's not even that. I'm just anti-death penalty. I'm not going to lie, but that's irrelevant. But yeah.
So you don't feel like the death penalty should be used in any case?
I don't think it's effective.
What is effective for you?
It's proven that the death penalty does not deter crime. It doesn't inherently deter crime. And it's more expensive. And what if you kill someone who's innocent? There's too much human error for me. I don't like the idea of uncertainty. If someone is known to do something, if it were to be the person is known just 100%, 100% confirmed, there's no way that they would make a mistake, then maybe there would be room. But to me, it's like, there's just too much error in that, and especially with someone who's predicting someone to do something even though they haven't before, it's just, don't do it. It's like, it sounds horrible because you're saying, someone might be murdered in the long run, but at the same time, it's like, you technically are killing an innocent person when you're doing that, and that's just that's
so
just
what
not.
Do you feel is a good alternative or the best option for the person opposed to the death penalty?
Oh, life in prison.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Because I know there have been a lot of cases where people have been wrongly convicted and they still haven't had their day in court or still haven't found justice. So I feel like life in prison would give people a chance to look more in depth into their case and more time to possibly gather new evidence that could refute the old evidence and possibly set them free. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, what if she got it wrong? Like, is it a known fact that she got it right every single time? Well, we don't know because she killed them before they had a chance to do anything.
Yeah. This is why Moon Knight stopped her. This is basically why she was the villain of the story.
It's like...
Wait, actually, have you seen Moon Knight before?
Nope.
Okay. Check that out. And if any of y'all listening haven't watched it, check it out too. I just put y'all on.
Like, it's just, I don't like the idea of people dying and we don't know for a fact if they deserve to. So it's like, you might as well just not do it at all. Because then you might just be killing an innocent. And does that not make you the murderer at that time? You can't say, oh, it was for good reasons. Like, you know how they say the road to hell is like paved with good intentions?
Mm-hmm.
It's still a fucked up thing if you kill an innocent person in the name of trying to kill someone like that was a murderer. You still killed an innocent person, which makes you a murderer at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say no. I guess some people I could maybe like understand someone's perspective on the opposite side of it. I would say generally no. It's not in my moral code to agree with something like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with your point as well. I think we're in agreement on that.
Yeah. So thinking about this, instead of killing 50% of the population, you send them to a different planet. What do you think that would be like? Like,
just having like.
Like, you know, how Elon Musk is like, we go into Mars and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about, let's say 50% of the world population went into like a. Went into his project and got sent to Mars and stuff like that. And let's, like, to amp it up, let's say they were cut off from the rest of humans for a century. They come back. Or we come into contact with each other, Earthlings and Martians. What do you think that's going to be like?
I feel like the Earth would definitely decline because right now I feel like the Earth is built to have 100% of the population to run it. So if we got rid of that 50%, then we wouldn't have enough manpower to run the Earth effectively, and we're not gonna be able to pop out 50% more of the population through babies like at that very moment because babies take time, so it definitely leads to a decline in society.
I would like. I would say it would be interesting. I think a century would be. I mean, the people on the planet will probably remember the fact that, like, for generations, that they were originally from Earth. It's not like they're just gonna forget about that unless, like, they were forced to. If you know what I mean. Mm. But I would also say that things, if we came back, I feel like it would just be, it could either turn out to be, like, very friendly, like, we're chilling with each other, hey, like, long-lost brothers, or it could be, like, a struggle for resources or to fight over who dominates the other.
Yeah, I feel like people would be mad. They'd be like, you motherfucker, you left me for a century? People would be tight. I know I'd be tight because, you know, what if, like, what if the 50% chosen had some people that you really were close with, mm-hmm. and you couldn't do really anything about that, and you lost those people in your life?
You know, imagine if you were the only person in your family by chance to not be selected.
Yeah.
Or that, to be selected.
Yeah. That would be scary. Like, just being alone, in a sense, on the planet.
Yeah, it would be like, yeah, that'd be terrible. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because I love my family, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, just to Mars and all that. What do you think humans in the next 1,000 years would be like? And then what would humans be like in the next 1,000,000 years?
Next 1,000 years?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I think if we don't solve some of the problems that we have going on right now, then we might not be here in the next 1,000 years, because we do have some problems going on. And, like, if we don't take, like, immediate action, or if we don't take preventative steps to let the problems not reach their maximum potential to be bad, then I'm not sure what 1,000 years would look like. But, another question, random, just came to me. What if you could just go to Mars? Like, if you could move to, if you had the option to move to Mars, would you? Not a round trip, like, one ticket, you there, Mars, life.
No. Like, as of now, no. I would be probably too uncomfortable. Like,
why?
Just the whole process is just so complicated. Like, you have to get into a rocket, wear a specific suit, and all of that. It would be fun, but I haven't even gotten out of the country. I don't think I'm ready for another whole freaking planet.
Yeah, and it also takes, like, a couple months to get to Mars, so that'd be sucky.
Yeah, but, like, I would say, like, if humans were to exist for 1,000 more years, like, well, in the next 1,000 years, I think humans would overcome a lot of the issues that we have, at least technology-wise or technologically-wise. In the next 1,000,000 years, I feel like we'd just be a completely, like, we end up transitioning into a new species. Mm-hmm. Or at least there would be, like, people, like, specific divergent populations that would end up as a different species if things, like, stay relatively similar, like, or relatively consistent. Mm-hmm. To the way they are now.
Evolution? Question mark?
Speculative evolution?
Shit, maybe. I would love to just evolve a little bit right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm cool with a human. I'm cool with everything I got going on. But, shit. Imagine experiencing an evolution that's, like, in the now.
What type of traits would you want humans to evolve? Like, natural traits. Not, like, not just be smarter. That's, like, a cop-out. I would say, like, what type of physical traits?
Physical traits?
Make them realistic, though.
More, like, pain-tolerant. More tolerant to pain.
Fair enough. Like,
yeah, just stronger bone density, things like that. Just, like, overall, more durable. More aki, in a sense.
I'd say, let us just be faster. We're slow as hell. Like, Usain Bolt is, like, I think his top is around 27. It's 27 or something like that. And that's not faster than your average dog.
Yeah. I would love, like, superhuman speed. Just, like, being able just to to run the places. Just,
I don't even need to be the Flash, but if I can keep up in a sprint with a dog, then I think that would be pretty fine.
Yeah, my whole goal in life is just to beat the dog in a race.
Yeah. And not like a pug or something. I'm talking about like just like a German Shepherd, like a decent dog.
We talking like a hunter. We talking like a bloodhound, straight gangster dog.
Yeah, but like, I would say more speed. Like, I think we're not the strongest, but I don't think we're so weak that it's that much of a problem. We're just slow as all heck. Like, imagine if, predators aren't that big of an issue with most people, but like, imagine if you could easily like juke your way from a tiger attack or something like that. Then we wouldn't be that easy prey when the situation does call.
Imagine you could just mix up a tiger real quick. Just weave, bob and weave. That would be pretty cool. But, I got a hypothetical for you. If we were in the Avatar universe right now, what would your element be? Take some time if you need it.
All right, word. They're all mad enticing. I'm gonna go through them all, though. Fire is pretty dope, but it's destructive as all hell. Mm-hmm. So I would not say fire. Water is also pretty cool, but I think it isn't as useful as... I don't know.
Bro, like, you could bloodbend. Don't forget that. You could bloodbend to some degree. You could, like, heal yourself with water. You could... to some degree, use ice.
Ice would be tough. Cool. That's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
So water has some options.
Okay. Air.
Yeah. Air is just air. There's not much options with air.
I think it's limited. And earth. Right now, based on what you said about water, it's either water or earth.
Yeah, because there's like, there's different subtypes of earth, and water too.
I would say, wait, when it comes to ice and stuff like that, is it like just with water as a whole, or is it a specific type of water?
What do you mean?
Like, is it a specific sub-element of water?
A specific sub? What are you talking about, bro? Just water, agua, bro.
Just water, as you just told me that there are different types of, like...
Yeah, there's different subtypes, like, you could bend as, like, element-wise. Like, for water, there's blood, since that is kind of water. There's ice, since that's another form of water, and there's water, blood, ice, and that's really it. Yeah, that's really it. And healing.
If it's healing, then I think water. Yeah. Okay then. Because I'm not gonna lie, healing is great. Like, if I had all the abilities of water, then ice and healing are kind of like, they're selling me there. So I guess I changed my mind. I guess it is water. But earth is definitely a consideration.
Earth is good. Like, I think the subtypes for earth are like volcanic bending or like lava bending. Oh, yeah. It's lava bending and metal bending, which is tough. Like, you could dead be Magneto, just bend some metal around you.
All right. What would you say?
I go with water too. Water definitely has too many advantages for me to not say water.
All right, then. Do you think that certain inventions will be like in the near future, like time travel or stuff like that? Do you like, what would be the number one thing you want to see in the future, like in terms of human innovations?
Instant transportation.
Word.
Instant, just. Also, teleportation type joint. That would be fire, bro. Like, being late, like, maximizing the amount of time that you don't have to go places until you have to go. You could be there instantly, instant transmission. That is something I want to see in effect in the future, definitely.
I'm thinking time travel, because that is pretty dope. Like,
I mean, technically, we can't time travel right now, you know? On New Year's, you could fly to Hawaii, you know, you could go back in time a little bit.
Nah, that's corny. I'm saying, like hey, legit.
Time travel, man. Hey.
Legit time travel. Like, you can travel back to the last month or something. Like, you fucked up something.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be dangerous, though, because I would fuck up the future.
Yeah, I would say the only thing I would be against that is just like the butterfly effect. Mm-hmm. If you like touch or mess up something that's seemingly minor, it might have like cataclysmic consequences.
Yeah, there's like a billion movies on it. A billion time travel movies.
But just the idea itself is cool, especially if it were to be perfected. It's a shame that most of the shit that, even if it were possible, we're probably going to die before that. Unless you get cryogenically frozen or your brain is kept intact on a computer.
Yeah. And
would you do that?
No. What? Cryogenically frozen?
No. Fuck no. Well, you ain't even put your brain on a computer?
No. I like my brain where it is.
I think.
Inside me.
I think. Pause.
Not. Bro, why do you attempt to make things weird? That didn't need to be a pause, and you know it. Damn.
There was no attempt.
You know damn well what I meant. Shut up, bro.
Yes, you have to say pause. Nah, but anyways, I think when I'm dead, I'd rather just be dead. Like depression, like depressing shit aside, like I think my death will be peaceful. I don't want to be continued on the computer.
Yeah, we don't want to be
probably stressful.
Live forever.
Yeah, but anyways, I think when I'm in my deathbed, when I'm just chilling, like I think one life is enough for me.
Yeah.
All right,
guys, we're gonna wrap the podcast. This is the Black and Bold Podcast. I'm Luxon.
And I'm Nashawn.
And we're gonna be streaming this on WHOS Radio, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all that fun stuff. And quick little message: stay in school, do drugs in moderation,
don't
OD. Have fun for Halloween, and
have a good-ass day.